The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There you have it. That is your Artist of the Month for Radio Memphis Around the World right here, July 2018. Mother's Keeper out of Alabama, rock band Mother's Keeper. And this is, you know, this is the one that I started dropping in on you guys as soon as I heard some of this music. And I was, you know, I immediately fell in love with it. And, you know, and what was so funny is that, you know, we got it and it was, you know, I started playing it. Not only do I play it on Radio Memphis Around the World, I also play it a little bit of it during, believe it or not, Memphis Metal Mondays and Monday nights, you know, with the show that I do there. And, you know, everybody's been going crazy over it, you know, fantastic sound. And I needed to know more about this band. And so the more we kept playing it, you know, the more I loved it. And I was like, okay, my Artist of the Month. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm sure there's a little backstory behind all of this. And you guys know that, you know, whenever we have an Artist of the Month for Radio Memphis Around the World, not only do we get to play rock blocks and we get to talk about them all throughout the month during Radio Memphis Around the World, we also at some point get to catch up for a live phone interview. And it turns out that today is that day because I have Mr. Gary Sanders, who is the guitarist for the band and kind of the, you know, kind of the one that's leading the way on this one. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring Gary in. How are you doing, darling?
Hey, good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I love your sound.
we're really glad how it's going. Everybody's digging it, and we're off for a good first week. The album just dropped last Friday the 13th.
Perfect.
Actually, so it's going well. We're really excited about it.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, this is that first opportunity that you and I have even really got to talk, which I always, you know, and I told you right before we came on, you know, I'm real conversational, we're laid back, we're just going to have a conversation, get to know each other. I sat there and I listened to it. And by the way, for those of you who tuned in, you know, I'm Gary Sanders, you know, Mother's Keeper. Big shout out, big hello, you know, to Sean Peabody, you know, Matt Crawford, and Janessa Bryan, that chick, where the hell did she get that voice? She has got one of the coolest voices. Where did you find her?
She's a local. She was with a band called Dark Before Dawn, and she got a start in that, and left that band a while back. And see, Matt Crawford, the drummer, and I worked together on a project before this. You know, it was nothing like it. I was just off on the side doing this blues rock thing, you know, because, you know, I love all kinds of music.
Of course.
And we got her to come in and do a second vocal on one of the tracks on that. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, really a good mix right here. So when I got started on this, I just dropped her a line and said, hey, check out these demos. And she loved it and hopped on board, and Sean hopped on board. And then, you know, there was a Mother's Keeper. It's just all the right people just fell into the right place at the right time. And
wow.
And made an awesome band.
See, that's what, you know, Gary, I love hearing this because, you know, here you are working on some other stuff and you're like, let me pull this. And then, you know, you wind up pulling out a gem and you're like, dude. Wait a minute, you know. Now you yourself, you know, you've obviously, you know, you've been in the music, you know, for quite some time, you know. And this is, you know, what other stuff were you working on that led you to, you know, put together Mother's Keeper? I mean, what all have you been doing?
Well, as far as Mother's Keeper goes, you know, I'm really big into, you know, the environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting the environment.
Good for you.
And take it like it was, you know, back in the late 60s. I mean, the greatest voice of that decade, you know, and you know, like, you know, 67, 68, 69, when all, you know, so much was going on in the world, you know, and especially in the United States, you know, the voice was music.
Right.
So if, you know, that's, if you've got something to say, I really don't know a better way to say it than through, you know, words and music.
Good for you.
So that's where this comes from. And you know, this album, the very first one, is you know, it's really based on environmental issues. The song you just played, Old Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the mountains and the Appalachians that are disappearing, like in West Virginia.
Oh wow.
From, you know, coal industry and
wow.
You know, they're being just torn down and thrown into valleys, and that's where the old horizons, you know, that's like, you know, the next generations, you know, they're not going to see a sunset like, you know, the ones before them did.
Because, you're right. You
know, I mean, their mountains are gone.
You're right.
So that's basically what that one's about. You know, there's a lot of little hidden details, you know, in the song about current events, too. You know.
I love that. And, you know, because here's the thing. Thing about music and songwriting and stuff, and obviously, you know, you figure out, you know, we get to listen to a ton of cool music and you know, and share it with the planet and, you know, and have fun with it. You know, and everybody, you know, when you talk about, this is one of those first times for me, and I have to tell you, Gary, that I really appreciate this. When we talk about music, you know, and right off the bat, you know, you're telling me what influenced you guys to do something, okay? And 9 times out of 10, what happens is that when people come from the forethought of what made them write this music, you know, and of course you love music, otherwise you wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? But when that's not your first answer and you're like, this is what was going on and this is what was important to us, and therefore, you know, we knew that we could express it through music, but this is what this is. And I'm going to tell you, that's one of those key ingredients, you know, one, you know, of several, but that's one key ingredient, you know, to having some fantastic music and having fantastic hit songs. And I want you to know that, you know what I mean? You guys have a very specific way that you write, a very specific way that you kind of collaborate and put this music together. And it's, you know, there is a hidden thing for me where I could see that, you know, some nods to the past and nods to genres as I'm talking music, stylistically music, you know, but there's sort of very narrow sound to it. And you know, and it was, I mean, it's very intriguing, you know, to me. It's very I get very drawn in, you know, with that, and listening to it, it's like, okay, what, you know, where's this going? And so, you know, what I'm understanding from you is that, you know, you guys, you know, pretty much have gotten together, you know, and you have a purpose and you want to actually send out this message, you know. And am I getting this right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how it is. Sure is. Yeah, we there's, you know, we're influenced by so many different kinds of music. You know, I wanted to get back. You know, hard rock, metal. You know, that's been my thing. It's been my thing since I was a kid.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
But, I've ventured out recently into some other stuff. You know, one of the albums was called Sidesteps. You know, and that's because it was a big sidestep, and people were surprised to hear me playing that kind of music.
But, sure.
You know, Sean is he's active military. He's in the AMC band, you know, stationed in Huntsville.
Good for him. And, thank you for your service, sir.
Guy. You know, he's in like probably 5 different projects right now. You know, he's the busiest guy in the band. we had a late night rehearsal last night because he actually had a gig and it wasn't over till 10. So we come down here and rock the neighbors till like 1 p.m. But
good for you.
He's in just all kinds of stuff, and Janessa's in another project too, you know, just a cover band. And there's just every kind of music that exists has influenced, you know, the people in Mother's Keeper.
Good.
As far as their playing and style.
Good.
You know, it's just it all come out on this album. You know, it sounds nothing like the demos that I made for them, and that's great. You know, I just gave it to them and said, hey, y'all, you know, do this your way. There you go.
That is absolutely, absolutely perfect. So, ultimately, I mean, the way the music starts, as far as from Mother Keeper, from what I'm understanding, is that you pretty much write the songs, you know, at least the scratch tracks and everything, and say, okay, this is where I want to start, you know, and everybody gets it, you know, the singer gets it, the bass player gets it, the drummers get it, and everybody goes, okay, kind of, and this is like put you into this. Is this how this works?
Yeah, I didn't want it to sound like me times 4. You know, I've done that on the past too. You know, it's just a drummer went in, but you know, I've got some all star players here. You know,
so you really do.
You know, and that's how it works. And I did write, you know, everything for this one, but you know, that was the music was there. You know, before the band was
right.
So we're hoping to follow this up with a full length album, and I'd love to have, you know, just those songwriting sessions like the Beatles did in the studio. Everybody just move in for a week, you know, and let's see what we can come up with.
Why not?
You guys are great, and, you know, I love working with them and hope to be working with them for a long time.
That's going
to
be fantastic, and you should do that. You need to do that. Are you kidding? That's where some of the best stuff comes in play. You know what I mean? And, you know, and
this is always best for me. I mean, it's like, you know, if you beat a song to death too much, you know, you can hurt it. Well, there was one that the song Three Wishes, wow, there were so many versions of that before we nailed it. I usually get a little shaky about it because I'm like, okay, we're killing this song by, you know, trying to improve it too much, but that one worked that way. Usually for me, it doesn't, but that one time on that one song, it came out good.
Good, good. That is going to be fantastic stuff right there. I am thrilled that, you know, that all the different influences and all the different styles, you know, came through. It's obvious, you know what I mean? You know, because, I mean, you've got that metal edge, you've got that rock edge, you've also got that soul, you know, in it, you know, especially with Janessa, as far as, you know, as far as her vocals and things like that. You know, the guys, you know, as far as, you know, guitar and drums and stuff, everybody found their own pocket. And you know, and that's a very, very cool thing. And if this is an indication of everybody just kind of getting used to each other and sharing the sandbox, you know, my God, you know, yes, you guys got to keep going and write some more. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Now you wound up album dropping last Friday the 13th. Now you guys have a show coming up, do you not?
Yes, tonight.
That is tonight, isn't it?
It's our very first live performance tonight at the Sports Page in Huntsville.
Very nice.
So today's a big day for us.
Today's a very, very big day for you guys. I mean, I am so thrilled and I'm so happy. You know, Gary, I think you kind of stumbled into something. I don't
know.
You know what I mean?
I'm just rolling with it.
Well, and that's cool, man.
We're loving it. We're happy with it. And the cool thing is, you know, I mean, you know, people like you guys, you know, that are digging it and pushing it for us, you know, it's just great. So yeah, I think it's just one of the things that was kind of meant to be, you know.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? And look, like I said, you know, when we caught wind and, you know, we had gotten, you know, a copy of the music and stuff. I mean, I literally sat there and kept listening to it and going, man, this is so good. This is awesome. This is great. This is, you know. I got to play this. And, you know, when I get that attitude about it, it's like, okay, I got to play this. You know, it's very fun. It's very refreshing, you know, refreshing for me. But also then, too, you know, one of the things, and whether you realize this, and those of you that are tuned in, you know, and are artists and stuff like that, you know, and you've got people that, you know, try to pay attention and try to look for music, you know, you got to sit there and think about it. We have more music that hits, you know, the internet, airwaves and everything, more than in any time ever in the planet right now. You know what I mean?
It's crazy compared to, like, well, when I started out, I was, you know, you had to move to a big city to do something in music.
Yeah.
And you know, in 1989, you know, I was much younger. And, you know, you had to go to L.A. or New York or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and now we're just, you know, sitting here doing more than we could have back then, you know, from our couches.
Absolutely, you know, straight from Alabama. You know, who would have ever thought you'd been able to say that?
Right.
Back
then, I would not have believed it. Exactly.
But, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, the opportunity, you know, what is it, you know, what is it that people are going to do, you know, to, and I always sit there and say, what are you going to do to stand out? What are you going to do to make yourself different? What are you going to do as far as sound and stuff? And, you know, and a lot of times, when people do accept some of the influences, you know, that have been, you know, that they've had, you know, and they still put a little bit of their own self into what they've got going on, is ultimately what winds up being the recipe for stuff. And, you know, there's this, it was kind of magical because it was like, you guys, there was nothing there. Then all of a sudden it was like, okay, here's a page, here's some stuff. It was like, and then their song came through and I was like, who is this? It's like they literally just got started. Who is this? Because the sound that you guys have put together, you know, sounds like something that you know, a group that's been together and been around for a while. So it would be a complete mistake if you guys did nothing more than just one album. I'm gonna tell you that now.
We're loving it too much not to do another one. You know, I mean, it may be some time, you know, probably next year, of course, you know, because we haven't even got a real tour booked yet. You know, that's, everything is happening today.
I know.
You know, our CDs are being printed, our t-shirts are being printed. I actually go pick them up on the way to the first gig. And, you know, everything is just like, you know, happening right now. We started in February. The recording started in February. And, we have to give our engineer producer, Brett Hesla at Brett Hesla Productions.
Oh, good for you.
Making this sound so good, you know, because he's a, you know, he just did magic. And, you know, we just went in and played our parts.
He did, yeah. And, well, he did a fantastic job.
Course, you know, you got to give the good producer credit. You know,
absolutely.
He's super pro. And I don't think, right now, I really can't see us, you know, doing any recording anywhere else than at his place because He's the guy.
You know what? And sometimes when bands really, it's not even so much going to a place where you just get your stuff recorded. You know what I mean? And look, this is coming from somebody who owns a recording studio. Okay, so I totally get it. You know what I mean? This, you know, because this is also part of what we do. I'm also, we are so cool about, look, when you lock in with somebody as an engineer, you know, who understands you and can produce you and bring out of you what needs to come out. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you need to lock in and you need to, you know, engage with that, you know, and if that, you know, because that winds up becoming like, you know, the silent band member, you know what I mean? That helps make all of the sound come through. So absolutely, you know,
he's like George Martin of the Beatles. That's
correct. See,
that works.
You and I are on the same page, man. I get it. Tonight's going to be a big show. What time does the show start tonight?
We are opening for our longtime Huntsville Celebrity Super Rockers Black Label.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be on stage at 9 o'clock, and the show will probably go till about 1.
Okay.
So, but we're just doing a short, maybe 30, 45-minute set, so if anybody around the home area here is listening, be sure to be there by 9 o'clock to catch everything.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? I am so looking forward to seeing where this journey takes you guys. And I know that, you know, you and I, we've been able to exchange, you know, several messages, you know, as far as via email and via, you know, Facebook Messenger and stuff like that. The offer is always up to you guys. You know, when you finally decide to get out and you'll play a couple shows and stuff like that, and you start coming, you know, as far as towards Memphis and stuff. By the way, Lafayette's is a good place if you want to try to, you know, lock in with them. In fact, you can tell Julian that Radio Memphis sent you on that. You know, as far as you guys want to come and play, that would be a fantastic.
We've got to come play Memphis. I love Memphis. Actually, you know, I spend my New Year's Eve every year in Memphis.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Why? Yeah. Why is that?
It's great, you know. It's great. I love it. I have a blast every time. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. let's go to Bill Street.
Absolutely. Well, there's a thing. Everybody understands. I mean, there's a thing about Memphis. You know what I mean?
It's a home of rock and roll.
See, you said it.
that's what it is. The spirit's there, and I don't see it going anywhere in my lifetime.
No, there's too many influences. There's too many crazy cool things that are coming through. But if you guys wind up getting some shows and playing through, I would love it, you know, if you guys were able to come through and come into the studio, you know, and
sure,
wind
we
up.
Definitely will.
Yeah, are you kidding, man? We'll have some fun.
I don't have a day for you yet, but let me tell you, it's going to happen.
Okay, good. Well, like I said, because we can set up the whole band in here, you know, we can do acoustic thing, we can set up the band, throw the PA in here. See, that's the kind of cool thing about what we do. We can do whatever, you know, and share with everybody. But I think it would be fantastic, you know, to have the opportunity, because I would love. You know, I would love to get to know Janessa and, you know, and Matt and Sean, you know, and see, you know, because, you know, it's a thing about what, you know, their backgrounds are and, you know, kind of what they bring and what makes this, you know, this melting pot, you know, such a cool sound. So
my story is just 25% of this. So, you know, they've got a lot to add to it, too. So it'd be awesome.
You guys all together have got, you know, quite a magic concoction going on, and you know, and I definitely want to see some more coming out from you guys. And you know, of course, you know that if there's anything else that we can do here at Radio Memphis, you let me know. Other than the fact that we're going to spin the hell out of your music, we love it, so it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm loving it.
Good deal.
Greatly appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well, look, make your checklist. Okay, I mean, everything's happening today, so. Make sure you know what you're wearing on stage.
Yeah, I'm walking around in our studio right now looking at which cable I'm going to start rolling up through. I'm very unorganized.
Well, good. Get your cables organized, all right? Make sure you get your stage gear in play, all right? Make sure you write your list. Don't forget to pick up the merch. Don't forget to pick up the swag, you know? Don't forget to pick up the, you know, make sure you've got the table that you want to set everything up. You know, do you have the tablecloth that everything goes on top of? Do you have stuff to, you know, to make it all look nice and pretty? I'm also like a promotions director along with running stuff. You know, I can't ever leave that, you know?
There's so much to do, you know. It's a.
I know.
I wish it was just, you know, load up and go play the gig, but yeah, it's been a full time job here lately since the album came out.
So. Well, sure it is. And this is where you have to put all that stuff together. Hey. If you happen to have one of those suitcases that's got the rollers or the, you know, the latch where you can, you know, you can roll it, that way you don't have to carry it. If you have one, throw everything in there.
No, I don't have one of those, but that is a great idea.
See? See? That's look, and since you know you're going to be setting all that stuff up, that way, have that rolling suitcase that's got the shirts, it's got the tablecloth, it's got your, you know, your table tents, your cards, and, you know, all your stuff that, you know, you normally would put out on the merch table and stuff. That way, all you have to do is pull the suitcase out, you know, pull the latch up, wheel, you know, that's your promo box. Go.
Yeah, I have a little hand truck that I carry my amps around with, and it's like, it's the best $40 I've ever spent on anything.
Cause, see?
You know, my amps, you know, I build my own amps. And
oh, good for you.
Like, just terribly heavy, and, you know, I like to go in to play not feeling like I've just did 50 push-ups, you know? So, yeah, anything that can make the job easier.
Perfect, perfect. Good luck on your show tonight. You guys, you're going to slam it. You're going to have a fantastic time. Take lots of pictures and stuff like that so we can share it, you know, on the pages and stuff like that. If you need anything from me, let me know, okay? And then, of course, you know, give our best, you know, to the band and let them know that D is expecting them to come through the studio, you know, at some point, okay? Good deal. Well, listen.
We're looking forward to it.
Speaking.
We love Memphis. Thank you. We'll come up there and stay a week.
Come on with it, man. Listen, we'll all have some fun. Speaking of three wishes, I happen to have three wishes coming up. What are three wishes for the band? All right, what are the three top wishes for this band?
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That's something I wasn't ready for. First, the most important thing about this music to me,
yeah,
is, you know, the message. You know, listen to what the lyrics say. You might have to listen to it two or three times to get it.
Right.
But, you know, listen to the message, and then, you know, do good from what you've got from that message. And
nice.
The third one would be come see us and support and check out the album and enjoy it.
Perfect. Now, checking out the album, what's the best way that everybody can get to you guys, and what's the best way for everybody to pick up the album?
Right now, our site is being redone.
Okay.
All links to you know, social media and downloads and streams are at motherskeeper.net.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's like all the hundreds of other places scattered, you know, on the internet where we are, you know, right there at motherskeeper.net. So
perfect.
Anything you want to see, you can get from that.
Perfect. And then, of course, you know, they can get you, send messages and stuff like that, and you guys will get back with them. Good deal. Listen, if you need anything, let us know. And go have a fantastic show, man. Go rock the planet.
It's a hell of a night. I'm just so looking forward to it. I mean, our rehearsal went so well last night. I was like, man, you know, if we do have this good tomorrow night, you're going to blow the walls out of the place. So
well, good.
It'll be fine.
Well, good. Well, when you guys get ready to go, man, like tonight off the Facebook page, I'll do a Facebook Live for a few seconds. Say hey to everybody.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, that'll be great. Yeah, we'll probably we may do like the first thing we do, we may do a live thing of that, you know, just because it's our very first live song. So yeah, got a few little surprises, you know, to throw in here and there too. So
good.
I'll be looking for that live.
Good deal. Well, listen, rock out. We're gonna rock out to you. The rest of the planet's hanging out with me, so we're gonna play some more Mother's Keeper for everybody. What do you think about that?
That's great.
All right. Thank you, Gary, so much for spending some time, honey. You guys have a fantastic show, and you and I will catch up real soon, okay?
Sure will.
All right, baby. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Sanders with Mother's Keeper right here on Radio Memphis, Radio Memphis Around the World. Mother's Keeper, Artist of the Month, okay? You guys know, that's right. You're going to be able to catch them for their live show tonight. And I tell you, know, I'm so thrilled because literally all of this stuff is happening for them, you know, is happening for them, you know, I mean, quickly, you know. And again, you just heard it. They just got done recording and stuff in February. They're out. He's on his way to their first gig to pick up shirts and stuff and get everything going, and everything is just kind of snowballing. It's a fantastic, fantastic thing to hear. But those of you, if you happen to be in Huntsville, they're going to be at the sports page tonight. All right. All right. They're going to be opening up. They're going to be a support show. So make sure that you guys are there. I mean, show up a little bit before 9 o'clock, but show up a little bit early. That way you can spend some time with the band and you can have, you know, maybe you take some pictures and things like that. And therefore, you also won't miss their set. And if you happen to go because you heard about it here, make sure that you go up to the gang and you tell them that D said, hey. In the meantime, I'm thinking, man, what would your three wishes be?
This is your Artist of the Month for Radio Memphis Around the World. proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.